that for 6699? Hello?
Hello, Mum.
Oh, hello, Dad. What do you want now?
I was, reading about that artificial intelligence, I was just wondering where I can buy some of it.
What do you mean, buy it? It don't come in a box, does it?
I thought I might be able to buy it online or at my local Londis. Can you just get them to inject it into you or something, and then all of a sudden you know all about outer space and clever stuff like that, and... Well, I thought it might help me to win the pub quiz.
Oh, you can't touch it, can you? It's just out there floating about. It's all made up by these professors and scientists, so idiots like you don't have to do any thinking for yourselves. You don't even need a brain now, do you? You can have a degree in animal psychology. It'd suit you down to the ground. Your one brain cell died of loneliness in 1958.
So it's what, just all around us, then? I mean, if I went outside now... How would I know it was there if I couldn't see it or hear it? I might just miss it.
You'd miss it even if it was fluorescent pink with artificial intelligence written all over it and a big arrow pointing it out. You know, me, I don't need anything like artificial intelligence, do I? Because I know how to conduct myself. It's only people like you who need it. I mean, I could write a degree thesis without any help.
What's a degree thesis, Mum?
A thesis, you know, what they write for their degrees.
What, a thesis?
Yeah. Feces.
Oh.
You're so ignorant, Dad.
So, can my brain be in a machine somewhere?
What brain?
Thinking stuff for other people.
Well, that's the way it's going, isn't it? I mean, they could get hold of Einstein's brain, couldn't they? Get his brain essence and make it into a microchip and insert it through your ear or something. And then, if you did that, you'd be as brainy as him.
Maybe I could swap my brain with Einstein's.
But why would he want your brain, Dad? Eh? Why? Why would they clone your brain? Who'd want that? It'd be full of tits and cats.
Well, anyone going in for a cat show or a tit show, I mean, might just be the thing. You could clone part of your brain for pole dark lovers, Mum.
But there might come a time that if someone wants to know a certain thing about a cat, they could get a certain part of your brain that's been artificially intelligentsized and get the answers. And there's no one knows more about my pole dart than I do. Oh, I'd be a specialist clone, me.
How much could I charge for that, then?
Well, I don't know, do I?
Mum, we could team up and do a special offer. Sort of cats and pole dart package.
I don't think so, Dad.
Well, it does make me worry, Mum. Cloning our brains and we can't see or touch it.
It gets to the point, won't it, where we're just one big brain. I mean, this planet will just be a brain. No people on it. Just a big thinking thing, just a big computer.
I don't like the sound of that.
Well, you won't know about it, will you? You'll just be shrunk down like a microbe. We won't be like we know ourselves now, the human form. We'll just be this brain cell. Well, I will. You'll just be dead air.
Will it look like a giant brain in a jar? Like you get in the science labs?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I think we need to do something about it, Mum. We need to stop it.
It's with us, isn't it? They're doing it now, trying to take us over. Those of us that can think might be able to fight back. But you, people like you, you'll be one of the first in the big brain. You'll be first through the door, you. Gullible. They'd offer you free porn for life and you'd be moving in, putting the rest of us up against the wall.
I don't know. No, it just seems all like hard work.
Mm.
Maybe I'll just let them have my brain. I don't want to stand in the way of science.
Why don't you leave your brain to science, Dad, eh? Let them cut it open and find out how someone lived so long with not one single original thought in their head.
Well, I could leave it to Joni.
Yeah, if you put it in a jar, she could keep a goldfish in it, swimming about. Your brain will have so many holes in it, the fish could use it as a rock cave.
All right, well, I think I'll pop down the hardware and get one of them Kilner jars.
Yeah, you do that, Dad.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, Dad.
Catford 6699 was written and performed by Annie Aldington and Charles Armstrong. It was produced by Joseph Degnan.